Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful to have this special time with you today. As you listen to this broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with light workers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. Together through our collective consciousness, we will co-create a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. As this program evolves week by week, you will become aware of the divine truth that you are one with all life. And in case you've forgotten, you will be reminded that you are not the fear-based, fragmented aspect of your personality known as the human ego. You are a beloved and powerful child of God. Today we're going to explore more of the information being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of truth. This celestial sharing is regarding the mystical month of May. During our special time together today, we're going to invoke God's divine love with the divine intent of lifting all life into a more harmonious frequency of existence. At this time, humanity is receiving more assistance from on high than ever before. The divine intent of this radio program is to give each of us the opportunity to increase the light that we are adding to the world. The goal of the spiritual hierarchy is to also help us see the bigger picture of the divine plan that is unfolding day by day. With new clarity and understanding, we will be able to move through these seemingly tumultuous times with joyous expectations and hope instead of feeling fearful or overwhelmed. With the sacred knowledge pouring forth from the realms of truth, we will know that the light of God is increasing on earth in unprecedented ways, and that humanity is on the brink of the greatest shift of consciousness to ever manifest in the history of time. As you listen to the celestial messages and guidance I will be sharing with you today, know that I do not want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it is true. Ask your I Am presence for guidance, and you will know in the deepest recesses of your heart if this information is truth for you and if it will assist you in fulfilling your divine plan. During this hour, we will work in the eternal moment of now. So that means that whether you are able to tune in with us live or you are listening to the radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into our force field of light. Your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by your I Am presence, which is your true God self, and the company of heaven is also joining with you now. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. Know that the light of God is always victorious, and you are that light. Now, as we begin our special time together today, breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically. Ask your I Am presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we now invoke the most intensified frequency of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically as this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands and expands through the divinity in your heart. This divine love now flows through your heart flame into the heart flame of every person evolving on this planet. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love is now forming a grid of love around the earth. This grid of divine love spans the abyss from the densest frequencies of our human miscreations into the highest fifth-dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is the bridge to freedom, over which this sweet earth and all her life will ascend on the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, her governments, and all life evolving on this planet into the immaculate concept of the new earth. During our special time together today, remember that the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. From within the divinity of our hearts, we now affirm, O Supreme Presence of God within all life, into your eternal heart of love do I immerse myself now and forever. I consciously surrender my vehicles to be merged with the love nature of your being until I am a pure focus of love, a living jewel in your crown of adoration. The path I walk in life leads only to love. My physical body, filled with love, becomes shining and invincible. My etheric body, radiating love, transmutes the past. Love in my mind ensures the expression of your divine thoughts. Love in my feelings reaffirms that God is the only power acting. As I am thinking, feeling, and remembering only love, I know that my Father, Mother, God is working through me, radiating forth the perfection of my omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God, all that is, to humanity and all life, which I have promised to love free. In this awakened consciousness of divine love, my spirit becomes Holy Spirit, and I am the love of God reaching out to reclaim this earth. In love, I magnetize all of God's blessings to me, and in love, I radiate these blessings forth to all life around me. I am the spirit of love, permeating form, until all is drawn back into the indivisible whole. I feel the pulse beat of love in all life and the continuity of love in all of the experiences I have ever known. It is all love. I was born out of love. I am evolving through love, and I am ascending back into love. I am all love, and I am grateful. And so it is, beloved I am. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body as I allow the transfiguring divine love of my Father, Mother, God to be assimilated at a cellular level into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. The month of May is always a very spiritual and powerful time. This year, we have an even more powerful opportunity to utilize the gifts of May to increase the light of the world. May is considered a very mystical month because of several activities of light that take place during this time. The 1st of May is known as Saint Germain's Ascension Day. Every year on that day, Saint Germain and the legions of the Violet Flame bless the earth with an influx of the Violet Flame of freedom's love and forgiveness. Because of the incredible activities of light that have been accomplished by lightworkers over the world in the last few years, Saint Germain is now able to bless humanity with unprecedented fifth-dimensional frequencies of the Violet Flame. This year, 2008, we will receive greater blessings than ever before, because May 1st fell within the embrace of two very powerful Wesak full moons, which is the celebration of the birth, death, and enlightenment of the Buddha, bringing a higher level of enlightened consciousness into the physical plane. The first Wesak full moon was April 20th, and the second Wesak full moon will be on May 19th. This year, Saint Germain and his legions of the Violet Flame will blaze this sacred fire into and around every electron of precious life energy on Earth. The Violet Flame is the perfect balance of our Father God's blue flame of divine will and our Mother God's pink flame of divine love. The Violet Flame will build this month, daily and hourly, throughout the entire month of May. This is the most powerful frequency of the Violet Flame that humanity has ever experienced. Saint Germain and the Legions of the Violet Fire have volunteered to be the open door for these new and unprecedented fifth-dimensional frequencies of the Violet Flame. In order for this wondrous facet of the divine plan to be God's victoriously accomplished, however, these beings of light must have our help. In alignment with universal law, the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. In order for this very powerful frequency of the Violet Flame to manifest in the physical plane of Earth, it must first be drawn through the divinity in the heart flame of someone abiding in the physical plane. Even though Saint Germain and the beings of light are committed to being the open door for this incredibly powerful frequency of the Violet Flame, unless this sacred fire passes through the heart flame of embodied lightworkers, it will not have access to the physical plane, and we will not have access to its transmuting power. What this means is that once again, we are being called to a higher service. We are being asked by our Father, Mother, God, Saint Germain, and the entire company of heaven, if we are willing to put forth the necessary effort to be the heart, head, and hands of God in the physical plane of Earth. This is not a monumental task. It is a simple matter of invoking these new frequencies of the Violet Flame and decreeing them into action through the divinity within our heart flames. Please join with me and lightworkers all over the world now who are tuning in with us today. Together, we will be the open door that no one can shut for this powerful influx of the Violet Flame. I will state these invocations in the first person, as I always do, so that we will all experience them personally and tangibly. But know that we are serving simultaneously as surrogates on behalf of every man, woman, and child on earth. Breathe in deeply now and go within to the divinity of your heart. Let your I Am presence take full dominion of your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional body as the divinity within your heart flame expands expands through your heart chakra, opening it to full breath as the open door for the violet flame. Through the beloved presence of God, I am now blazing in my heart. I invoke beloved Saint Germain and all of the legions of light throughout infinity who are associated with the fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Blessed ones, as I invoke the violet flame for myself on this sacred and holy day, I simultaneously invoke it for my loved ones and all humanity. Blaze, 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 the full momentum of this sacred violet fire, in, through, and around every electron of precious life energy I have ever misqualified in any time frame or dimension, both known and unknown. Transmute these patterns of imperfection, cause, core, effect, record, and memory, until God's infinite perfection is permanently manifest. I am now blazing the fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame through every thought, word, action, or feeling I have ever expressed that reflects anything less than the immaculate concept of my full divine potential. Beloved I am, look into my life now and see what yet remains to be balanced by me to any person, place, condition, or thing that I may have wronged at any time, in any way, for any reason whatsoever. Beloved I am, reach your great loving hands of light into all of the positively qualified energy I have released throughout my earthly sojourn, and draw forth now 1,000 times as much perfection as I have ever done wrong. Fashion from this substance of perfection a gift of divine love, whatever is necessary to balance every debt I have ever created which still remains unpaid to any part of life. Beloved I am, I ask you to forgive through the power of the violet flame every person, place, condition, or thing which I may have wronged or which may have wronged me in any way, and balance all debts owed by me or to me by any facet of life, anywhere. I accept this God victoriously accomplished through the power of God, I am, and so it is. Now, beloved I Am Presence and the I Am Presence of all humanity, we join together as one unified voice of divine love for this sacred violet flame mantra. Joining with me now is beloved Saint Germain and the legions of the violet fire throughout infinity. Transmute, transmute by the violet fire all causes and cores not of God's desire. I am a being of cause alone. That cause is love, the sacred tone. Transmute, transmute by the violet fire all causes and cores not of God's desire. I am a being of cause alone. That cause is love, the sacred tone. Transmute, transmute by the violet fire all causes and cores not of God's desire. I am a being of cause alone. That cause is love, the sacred tone. Transmute, transmute by the violet fire all causes and cores not of God's desire. I am a being of cause alone. That cause is love, the sacred tone. I am now a powerful force of the violet fire. I am a force of the violet fire more powerful than any human miscreation. I am inbreathing the fifth dimensional violet flame of infinite transmutation now into my heart center. And I breathe it out through my heart chakra into the core of every person, place, condition, or thing in my life, conscious or unconscious, past or present, through obvious choice or through karmic liability. As this sacred fire floods the earth, the violet flame transmutes every electron of precious life energy that conflicts with the perfection of my divine potential. The sacred fire is loving every point of my universe free in the light. I am free. I am free. I am eternally free. And so it is. I am now flooding my being and every single etheric record since the beginning of time with the joyful experience of divine forgiveness. In forgiving, I let go of all of the effects of misused energy impinging on my life and the lives of all humanity. I let go of all of the ignorance, confusion, and pain of this world. I now know that I have come to love life free, and so I shall. This is the heart center of my existence, the joy of forgiving life as it enters my awareness. From this moment forth, I am setting all life free into a higher vibration with the gift of forgiveness that my Father, Mother, God has given so freely into my keeping. I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, now flooding the sweet earth. I am the joy of forgiveness. I am the joy of forgiveness. I am the joy of forgiveness. Now, in the name and by the power and authority of the presence of God, I am, and with the full intervention of beloved Saint Germain and the legions of the violet flame, I blaze the violet flame with the power and might of 1,000 suns into and around every electron that makes up the atoms of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Beloved legions of light, hold the violet flame sustained and double it each hour until these earthly vehicles are fully assimilated into the perfection of our solar light bodies of infinite perfection. Expand, expand, and intensify daily the mightiest action of the violet flame with the power and might of 1,000 suns in, through, and around all nations, all races, all cultures, all creeds and religions in every country of the world. Blaze the violet flame through every person's home, every place of occupation, and the overall environment of this planet until the perfection of the divine plan of the new earth is manifest for all life. Expand, expand, and intensify daily the mightiest action of the violet flame with the power and might of 1,000 suns in, through, and around the cause and core and the creative centers of all doubt and fear in the earth, on the earth, and in the atmosphere surrounding the earth. Transform these creative centers into expressions of God's confidence, trust, hope, and inner knowing. Beloved legions of light, expand and expand the violet fire of purification and transmutation with the power and might of 1,000 suns in through and around the landed surface, the waters, and the peoples of every country, province, state, city, town, and hamlet in the world. Establish now a mighty focus of the violet fire in the etheric realms over each of these locations, and intensify this purifying activity of light daily and hourly, moment by moment, with every breath I take, until the new earth, in all of her infinite perfection, is manifest in the physical plane. Now, in the name, love, wisdom, power, and authority of the beloved victorious presence of God, I am, I speak directly to the heart of the violet flame. Sacred fire, enfold me in the purifying, forgiving, healing substance of your light, which causes the consciousness and feeling of divine love and freedom to flow through me constantly, to bless all life on this sweet earth. Let this purifying essence saturate the atmosphere wherever I live, move, breathe, and have my being, so that this miracle-working presence of the violet flame will give tangible proof of the reality of God and the aspects of infinity to all humanity. Beloved violet flame, now direct legions of your angels of the violet fire to blaze the flame of forgiveness and freedom to the heart of every evolving soul, so that we will all learn to use our light to the fullest in our service to life and the cause of freedom on earth. Beloved victorious violet fire of freedom's love, I love you, and I do now most earnestly and sincerely call you into expanded dynamic action. Perpetually blaze your transmuting flame into the beings and worlds of every man, woman, and child on earth. Enable each one to know that your healing presence will always bring happiness and release from anything that is not of the light. Enfold every person in the power of your light and transmute all imperfection in their lives into divine order through divine love. The victorious violet fire of freedom's love now heals our bodies, harmonizes and stabilizes our feelings, illumines our consciousness, and sets us free, raising us into full mastery over all human appearances, desires, and feelings, now and forever sustained. I accept this God victoriously accomplished with full power. And so it is, to be increased daily and hourly, moment by moment, from this moment forth, with every breath I take. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body. I allow the violet flame to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, as I continue rhythmically breathing in and out on the holy breath of God. Mother Mary is another very powerful being of light who is associated with the mystical month of May. Every year, throughout the entire month of May, Mother Mary's Temple of the Immaculate Heart is opened in the inner realms. This year, Mother Mary is giving humanity an unusual blessing. As we sleep at night, our I Am presence is escorting us into the temple of light that belongs to Mother Mary, known as the Temple of the Immaculate Heart. Once we are there, Mother Mary is going to invest each of us with a cloak of divine love that will infinitely increase our ability to be a powerful force of love while we are fulfilling our divine plans on this planet. During this critical time on Earth, Mother Mary is working tenaciously to help each of us expand and balance the immortal victorious threefold flame in our hearts. Since the return of our Mother God, which was God victoriously fulfilled in August of 2003, the feminine aspects of deity within us are being brought into balance. Gradually, this sacred flame from our Mother God has been enfolding us and each of our divine plans. Now it is time for this process to take a quantum leap forward within every heart flame. The masculine and feminine polarities of our Father Mother God are both necessary in order for us or any facet of life to exist. This is true whether we're talking about a grain of sand, a flower, a human being, or a solar system. Both polarities must be present for life to exist. But for life to thrive and to reach its highest divine potential, both polarities must not only be present, they must be balanced. Originally, the masculine and feminine polarities of God were balanced within every evolving human being. Prior to our fall from grace, the masculine polarity of our Father God blazed into our left brain hemispheres, activating our rational, logical minds. This sacred fire from the heart of our Father God then expanded into every cell and organ of our bodies through the power center of our throat chakras. The light from our Father God is sapphire blue, and it forms the blue flame of power within the immortal victorious threefold flame that pulsates in our hearts. In the beginning, the feminine polarity of our Mother God blazed into our right brain hemispheres, activating our creative, intuitive minds. Then it expanded into every cell and organ of our bodies through the love center of our heart chakras. The light from our Mother God is crystalline pink, and it forms the pink flame of love within the immortal, victorious threefold flame in our hearts. When our right and left brain hemispheres are balanced and the masculine power of our Father God in our throat chakras is balanced with the feminine love of our Mother God in our heart chakras, the pink and blue flames merge and become one magnificent violet flame. This violet flame activates our spiritual brain centers, our pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamus glands, and the ganglionic centers at the base of our brains. When our brain centers are activated, our crown chakras of enlightenment open to full breath, and we experience the birth of Christ consciousness, which is the manifestation of the Son or Daughter of God. The yellow-gold light from our Christ self, the true planetary child of God, then blazes through our crown chakra into every cell and organ of our bodies, and it forms the golden flame of wisdom within the immortal, victorious threefold flame in our hearts. The blue, pink, and gold immortal, victorious threefold flame in every heart is the perfect manifestation of the Holy Trinity. It is the divine balance of our Father God's power, our Mother God's love, which is also referred to as the Holy Spirit, and the son or daughter of God's wisdom, which is often referred to as Christ consciousness, or the Christ. This is the very essence of the Immaculate Heart in every evolving soul. This month, as we enter the Temple of the Immaculate Heart during the month of May, beloved Mother Mary will embrace each of us in her loving arms. With her embrace, she will awaken within us the remembrance of our sojourn in her sacred temple prior to this embodiment. We will remember that we came to Earth during this cosmic moment with one desire, to do God's will. We will understand that we volunteered to be powerful instruments of God during this critical time, and that we have been training for eons of time for this mission. We will also remember that we promised to be the full manifestation of divine love while serving the light in this embodiment. Mother Mary's gift this month of our cloak of divine love will greatly empower our ability to fulfill this divine mission. With Mother Mary's assistance, we will remember that we chose to bring a portion of the divine plan encoded within our heart flame through the veil of physical birth. And she will remind us of the vow she took to come and assist us at this time of the fulfillment of our missions. Mother Mary will also help us to remember the capacity we have within our life streams to fulfill our divine purpose with dignity, honor, and victory. During the holy month of May, Mother Mary will assist our I Am presence to expand the chalice of our Immaculate Hearts, which cradle our immortal victorious threefold flames. The expansion of the chalice of our Immaculate Hearts will allow our heart flames to pulsate in perfect balance. This will occur in expanded dimensions for the first time since our fall from grace millions of years ago. As this occurs at a new frequency of the fifth dimension, our heart flames will blaze forth as a great transfiguring force of divinity within us. We will become aware of the presence of God in every cell and atom of our beings. This will pave the way for the integration of the perfection of our crystalline solar-like bodies into our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. We are being transformed from a planetary carbon-based being into a crystalline solar-based light being. This is a miraculous process that has been unfolding for a time now, but this mystical month of May, it will move forward a quantum leap. Functioning within the frequencies of our solar light bodies, we will be able to consciously magnify the divinity within ourselves and all life until our upreaching consciousness conducts the substance of divine love, healing, prosperity, peace, joy, and happiness into the world of form. All of this will further prepare humanity and beloved Mother Earth for the anchoring of the first archetypes for the new Earth. These are the archetypes of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace, and this activity of light will occur August 16th through the 21st of 2008. Now, please join me as we seal our activity of light this day with the following visualizations. Breathe in deeply and gently close your eyes. Feel the divinity within your heart flame expanding and expanding until it envelops your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies and you are a blazing, radiant force field of the violet flame and God's infinite divine love. I am going within to the divinity of my heart. There I kneel before the altar of love and surrender my lower human consciousness to the perfection of my true God of reality, my mighty I Am presence. I now stand before the altar of love, and my vehicles are brought into perfect alignment with my I Am presence. And I am lifted up, ascending through a mighty pillar of light into the realms of illumined truth. Within this force field of light, I am one with all realms and dimensions of light throughout infinity. And I now join with the heart flames of every man, woman, and child and the entire company of heaven. Beloved Father, Mother, God, I ask that you now expand the flame of transfiguring divine love pulsating within every heart flame. Create from this sacred fire a tremendous heart of pure divine love. Allow this unified collective force field of divine love to now expand and expand on the holy breath until it envelops the entire planet Earth. This force field of light now magnetizes the love of God from every ascended level of being in the universe. This unfathomable influx of light pours into and around every electron of precious life energy belonging to or serving the Earth at this time, whether it is in or out of embodiment. This unfathomable influx of divine light expands our planetary cause of manifesting divine love within the hearts and minds of every man, woman, and child on Earth. Our Mother God and the feminine aspects of deity throughout infinity now send forth a clarion call for the legions of love to come forth now. In response to this heartfelt call from our Mother God, 12 magnificent solar archangels of pure divine love descend into the atmosphere of Earth from the great, great silence, the core of creation. These powerful archangels take their strategic positions around the planet as they willingly prepare to assist in this activity of light. The solar archangels are now stationed equal distances around the equator of this planet. As one unified force of divine love, they begin to breathe in the love of God from the very core of creation. This love descends into the heart of these magnificent solar archangels, and they breathe it forth into the center of the Earth. As this divine love merges with the divinity within the center of beloved Mother Earth, it expands this tremendous starburst out through the crystal grid system, bursting up through the crust of the Earth, blazing up through the four lower vehicles of every man, woman, and child, and is securely anchored within the divinity of each soul's threefold flame. This influx of divine love now flowing through every person's heart creates a symphony of love that ensouls and interpenetrates our beloved Mother Earth and all her life. This influx of divine love now penetrates into the fifth dimensional solar heart chakra of every person on the planet. The I Am presence of every man, woman, and child becomes a PowerPoint of light, unified in consciousness with the I Am presence of every other person on Earth. In breathing, assimilating, expanding, and projecting this force field of divine love on the rhythmic holy breath throughout humanity, the elemental kingdom, the angelic kingdom, and the entire atmosphere of Earth. The I Am presence within every person is now the open door for this resplendent light. At inner levels, every person on the planet is experiencing this force field of divine love. Through the I Am presence of every person, each one is seeing the scintillating colors of love, smelling the fragrance of love, hearing the cosmic tones of love and the moving melodies of love. Through this activity of light, every evolving soul is being transformed into love in action. We are collectively changing the core vibration of the primal light substance, which has gone into creating the present negative conditions manifesting on Earth. Through the love of our Father, Mother, God, and the magnificent solar archangels of love, the feminine aspects of deity throughout infinity, and the I Am presence of every human being is now taking a full higher order of divine service. As one unfathomable force of divine love, we are the cause of this force field of divine love now anchored on Earth. Together, we have set in place the basic spiritual forces of divine love over which humanity is now ascending out of our long exile in darkness into the fifth dimensional realms of the new Earth. Unified in consciousness with the kingdoms of Earth and the realms of heaven, we are the open door. We are exploring and rediscovering the great family of God in which we now find complete support for the fulfillment of our divine plans. This is what our Father, Mother, God's magnetic force field of divine love that is now enveloping this planet is attracting into each of us personally and all of us collectively. We are all being raised into a profound awakening of supreme love consciousness. We are, here and now, the masters of love that we were always destined to be. We are beings of love, now accepting responsibility for loving this sweet earth and all her life free. We are one with this blessed planet, and the planet and all her life are one with us. The 12 solar archangels now intensify their light to a higher frequency of divine love. This activity of light and every person associated with it is being lifted into a higher octave of divine service. Each person is being permanently invested with a cosmic force field of divine love. This force field is initiating each of us into a higher order of service to the light. Within this higher order of divine service, Every I Am presence now affirms, I am a universal force field of transfiguring divine love. The love of God is now thriving on earth through the heart flames of every person. The flaming heart of divine love that is now encapsulating the earth is transfiguring into light every frequency of energy, vibration, and consciousness that is less than God's divine love. The dedicated light workers who are serving the light through this activity are selflessly paving the way for the new earth. The I Am presence of each one is permanently setting this earth on a planetary course of divine love, right here and right now. And so it is. I breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room. I become aware of my physical body by gently moving my fingers and my toes. I inhale and exhale gently as I open my eyes and begin breathing deeply, rhythmically, and normally. Now just relax and allow these energies to be assimilated into your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. This is a very powerful time on the planet, and we all have the opportunity to add to the light of the world by invoking the incredibly powerful gifts that have been given to us by the Company of Heaven. There's probably not a gift that is more powerful or more important at this time than the divine balance of our Father, Mother, God, which is the violet transmuting flame of infinite perfection. If you're interested in adding to the light of the world by working with the legions of light associated with this violet flame, all you have to do is invoke this light and become part of this global activity of light. If you would like to participate more consciously and specifically, we have produced a CD and we have a violet flame booklet that contains guidance, explanations, greater understanding about what the violet flame is, and all types of affirmations and visualizations that will empower this gift of life in the world of form. There are thousands of light workers doing these invocations and these decrees from these CDs and the double set of CDs and this violet flame booklet. And by ordering them through our website, you're able to join with them and amplify the light of the world. Together, our efforts are being expanded 1,000 times. 1,000-fold. You may order this or peruse more information from the beings of light, explore our website and all of the things that are available there at eraofpeace.org. That's www.eraofpeace.org. I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this sacred hour with me today. I am grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth. And I am grateful for your selfless service to the light. Please join us again next week for another global activity of light that will add to the light of the world. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.